Peace activists generally did not support George Bush in the presidential election, but now he's about to begin a second term and is sending more U.S. soldiers to Iraq. George Martin of Peace Action Wisconsin admits the president doesn't have to listen to peace groups. So Martin says national coalitions like United for Peace and Justice will focus on other targets like war appropriations in Congress.
Our approach from this standpoint on has to be in terms of fighting those budgets and pressure on our congressional delegations. It's obviously that Bush and this administration isn't listening, but the votes to allow the dollars to proceed with that agenda come through Congress, and that's where our focus has got to be.
An academic who has studied the peace movement and the Iraq War says the president's critics may have a tough time on Capitol Hill, especially in a Congress that's just added more hawks. Robert Basigliano directs the Institute of World Affairs at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He says it depends on whether the peace movement is able to reframe the current policy that U.S. troops are needed to secure a stable Iraq.
The policy is whether our role in Iraq is in fact contributing toward that more democratic, stable Iraq, or whether we are, by our very presence, you know, being a lightning rod for the insurgency. Are we, in effect, contributing to the instability we're trying to contain?
Massigliano adds the peace movement may be able to bring together congressional doves and fiscal conservatives who object to the cost of the war. Peace Action Wisconsin also says at tomorrow's meeting at Milwaukee City Hall, it'll try to reach out to a public that's growing more skeptical of U.S. goals in Iraq. A recent Associated Press poll suggests most Americans now believe there's not much chance of Iraq getting a stable, democratic government. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Milwaukee.